Blog Talk Radio.
Be right there for me.
You say I'm tripping, bullshit. You're the one to make me do shit. You're the one to make me feel it. The feeling of stupid. I was in your corner when you were putting me through shit. Now you wanna leave, no, you leaving me was foolish. You left me this scar on my heart, and I left you a brand new car. How nice of you, the price of true love. True love is absolute. So what more can I say? You make me this way. What more can I say? You make me this way.
Yeah. All of these excuses, say I'm the one that made you ruthless. Well, you're the reason I'm crazy. And with you I feel useless. I let you have it. You took me for granted. Always wanna play the victim when they don't know the truth is you left me this far on my heart. When I'd never take it that far. Why would you say that it was true love? If true love is absolute, what more can I say?
What more can I say?
You make me this way.
You make me this way.
What more can I say?
What can I say?
You make me this way.
Can I say, what more can I
say? What more can I say? You make me this way.
You make me this way.
What more can I say?
What more?
You make me this way.
Good evening, everyone. I am Mrs. VIP, and this is the Love Zone. Welcome. Tonight, I have with me, as usual, my sultry diva, La Perla Negra. Diva, how are you tonight?
I'm good. I'm good. Can you hear me clearly?
Absolutely, McCann.
Awesome, awesome, because right now... Let's just say I'll be glad when I get my phone service back in order.
Mm-hmm. I hear you.
But Diva, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, tonight, but before we get into it, this show is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? Diva, I got my links on. Do you?
Oh, girl, I keep smiling on. Yes.
All right. Now, we would like to thank our CEO for this platform tonight. Without him, there's no epiphany. So with that said, Diva, what do you think about the subject tonight?
I can be kind of flighty, so I really, I really can. Somewhat aloof because I've learned over time.
I forgot to even say what the topic was. I apologize.
Go
can
on,
you
girl.
Stay positive about
I'm right along with you, right?
Right. I know, right? Can you stay positive about things working out in the relationship with expectations or just going along with the flow? Now, girl.
I can stay positive without expectations because, like I was saying, I've learned very, very harsh lessons over the years when I built up my expectations about relationships. So now I'm pretty easy. And being though I'm super spiritual, I put everything in the hands of spirit. I don't so much have expectations. So, yeah, I can be happy as long as things run smoothly for the most part of the relationship because I know nothing is perfect. But I will be ready to work out whatever it is that's going wrong between us or whatever needs to be discussed. But like I said, for the most part, it's pretty much I'm going to go with the flow, you know. If it's running okay, then I'm a firm believer in if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I'm going to leave it alone and let it do naturally.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Diva?
Okay. Like you, I've learned not to expect anything because, I don't know, it just seems like when I expect things go wrong and I get disappointed. So, there are let's just say I'm kind of 50-50 because I don't want to expect, and then if something pleasant happens, then I'm pleasantly surprised or I'm happy. And if it doesn't happen, then no harm, no foul because I really didn't hope for it anyway. And that might sound really bad, but because sometimes it's difficult to stay positive when you're so happy about something, and then if you happen to get disappointed, then it's like, ooh, you're no longer happy. So, but for the most part, too, I try to go along with the flow.
Okay. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, yes.
Definitely.
So I know you got something delicious tonight for us to listen to, Diva.
I got something. I actually just finished writing it. I've been in here crocheting and doing all kinds of stuff, seriously multitasking. I got a little, it's really short, but it's something nonetheless, and it is untitled until later.
Okay.
All right.
Well, the mic is yours, my diva.
Oh, thank you. My heart used to stop time for me to live in the moment. Now it just watches memories. So I walk in the rain with you and the song in my head. But your energy still pulls me in to want to give you my all. But I fight it because I don't want to just have fun. And I'm tired of my life being made out of teardrops. I walk in the rain because it keeps that raging fire inside me burning out of control from all that I've endured. And for every rain, every drop that hits my skin, it reminds me of how life is continuously made anew. So when I see things change, I know it's my new opening to a new start, and that is my only expectation, my new beginning, because I got the rest. I just have to get out my head and look up, and that's their piece. Can you hear me, Diva? Can any of y'all hear me?
Yes, I can, Diva. I'm sorry. I was muted. But I love this piece because you said you got this and
yeah.
you don't have to worry about it because you just look up. And you get out of your own head and look up because that's where your help comes from. I love it. Very nice.
Absolutely. Thank you. Absolutely. Now, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to?
Okay. This might, it's probably totally contradictory what I just said, but anyway, I just finished as well not too long ago. And I'll just try to say, maybe title this Mental Expectations, maybe.
Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The expectations that constantly fill my mind are not what you think. It's not the institution of marriage as a goal. It's the truth of love I hope to find. The promise of coming home to someone who loves you, wants only you and no one else, never being alone. Communication has always been number one from the beginning. Diva, mute your mic for me.
You know what? This phone is messed up. I'm going to see if I can. Oh, have mercy. I'm so sorry. I don't.
It's okay.
Is that better?
Yes, yeah, all right. I'll try it again. All right. The expectations that constantly fill my mind are not what you think. It's not the institution of marriage as a goal. It's the truth of love I hope to find, the promise of coming home to someone who loves you. Dad is still doing it.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I'm going to hang up and I'm going to call back on the other phone. I'm going to just have a really crappy signal because I don't know. I don't know how to mute this phone. I really don't. Hang on. Hang the damn thing. Oh, God.
All right.
All right. Let me try and call back on my phone.
All right. Okay. Well, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen. She's having a little technical difficulties, so this will be my last time. All right. The expectations that constantly fill my mind are not what you think. It's not the institution of marriage as a goal. It's the truth of love I hope to find. The promise of coming home to someone who loves you, wants only you and no one else, never being alone. Communication has always been number one from the beginning. Consistency must be a priority because if I have to call or text all the time, I'm not winning. It's hard for me to go with the flow because we're trying to know whether we can exist. So when I say I like you, I really do. And when you call me and we talk for hours, I'm smiling. And I feel you do the same because we vibe. And I know when we touch, you'll be all I see. From my lips will always be your name. I want you to believe me because love will finally be you and I, we. And that's that piece. All right. So while I'm waiting for my diva to come back, we're going to open up the mic. And first
mic.
On the mic.
Okay. First on the mic.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Yep.
The verbal right, mind
here.
Dancer.
The verbal mind dancer.
Hello.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hi, Joe. Welcome to the Love Zone.
Hey, Joe. How you doing?
VIP, how you doing?
The
fellow
naked. How you doing? The fellow
naked. Y'all got a terrible echo going.
Y'all got a terrible echo going.
Yeah, I can't win here. Hold on. Lord have mercy. What about now?
Yeah, it sounds all right.
Nobody. Oh my God. What is going on?
I can hear you.
We're still here.
Can y'all hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, when? Oh, my God. No echoes. It was cool.
You know what? I can't hear you. My signal is really crappy. I might have to hang up. I don't know. But, or a call back from the other phone, because at least I can hear y'all from that. But this signal sucks. Hold on. Let me see. Oh, Lord. Let me try it again.
All right.
Oh, my God.
Well, anyway, what is going on?
I hate
you.
Y'all hear
the topic
me?
Of tonight is
yeah,
we can hear you.
Oh, my God. I don't know what the problem is, man. I'm so sorry, everybody. All right. Now I can hear everybody.
Oh, okay.
All right, I'm good.
So
I'm good. Any SO now?
All right, so... No. So the topic is, you know, can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship if you're in one with expectations or just go with the flow?
Read that question one more time.
Like, can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship if you're in one with expectations or you're just going along with the flow?
Oh, stay positive with expectations.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, you know, a lot of things, you know, should be and, you know, can be discussed, you know, prior to even getting that far. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I tend to, you know, communicate quite a lot at first.
Mm-hmm.
To see if, you know, there can be options for expectations or even going with the flow.
Okay. Well, if I may add a part B to that, is there one main expectation you may have? Like that's the most important
to you? Oh, yeah. You know, yeah, most important to me is constant positive energy all the time. I don't do negative in no shape or form. Zero.
Okay, cool. That's what's up.
So,
like,
you know,
that.
If I expect, if I, you know, that expectation of the positive vibe and stuff like that, I mean, people go through shit. I understand that. That ain't what I'm saying. I just positive vibrations all the time. You know, people, you talk things out. You know, people going through struggles and times, troubles and all that type of thing. Yeah, you can definitely do that. That's not the kind of real negativity I'm talking about. You know, negativity, things like that, that are negative, you know, you kind of share the positive light to, you know, point in a different direction. You know, to change that mindset. But if that mindset is going to be a constant thing, no, I can't deal. Positive energy.
Gotcha. All right. So, well, Danielle, you want to lay it on?
Say that one more time.
Okay. Like, you, like, ask him, does he have something delicious? Because he always does, right?
Absolutely, Joe, the verbal mind dancer. What did you bring delicious tonight for us to listen to?
Well, actually, me and the VIP wrote another collab. I'd like to do that, if y'all don't mind.
Hold on. A collaboration? With my diva? Really? All right, guess what, y'all? The mic is y'all.
All right. Every day is the same. We talk about everything, and I laugh so hard it takes my breath away. Perhaps it's the sheer joy of having you in my world. You relax me at night as the moon beckons us to sleep. It's always right there on the tip of my tongue to say I love you. Because of the first, the laughter, wanting to hear your voice. The fear is it's too soon. Another is it's unrequited, not wanting to ruin a good thing. But you make me smile and sing, made things happen that I thought could never be. I get tired of holding my pillow pretending it's you. I feel you so acutely, I reach out and the skies open to the possibility that you and I could be. Yet it still remains. Should I just forget it? We make each other happy, but honestly, I miss saying it and having it said to me. One day, the words will come as free as the wind blows. But would it ruin what we have? Only God knows.
God knows the wind blows. As fate would have it, we grab at all these things with ease and anxiety. It's always brought forth, say what you mean. Questions about statements made goes unheard, it seems. The gift of gab for someone who doesn't gab on a regular. Despite all that, the words still seem to register. Would you rather I claim my right to be silent? I so enjoy reading words in the moonlight. My nightlight, my act right, that ebb and flow of first sight, right? When you question a blessing, it makes your faith a little light. Individualism over supervisualism. I'm mathematically sound. I don't dig divisions of sight and mind. I can cite so many lines that express what a good vibe is. But it's by my book I live, good and bad experiences. If we could do it all over, remembrances, out of the frying pan into the fire, man, no. I dig my chill days of word afraid, and now we're stuck in these COVID days and raised to cope. Rays of hope never shone so bright. Can mere words make it right? And frustration replaces those words unsaid. Stay peace. Thank you.
Really, you too? Wow. Wow. That was... Okay, y'all got me. You know what, Diva, we're going to talk behind the scenes later about your pop-up collaborations with, especially Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Because this is the third, I think this is the time, don't hook me. I think this is the third time y'all done surprised me. But it's all right, I ain't going to lose my cool. I loved it, though. I loved it. I loved it. I got a song for y'all. I really do. Don't mind.
Play some aqua boogie right now. You sound like you're underwater right now. Play some aqua boogie.
I'm trying here. Oh Lord, I sound like a robot. Oh Lord, I'm so sorry. I'm gonna play this song for y'all. How about that?
All right.
Even when I'm hopeless,
Wow. Neva, that was beautiful. I love it. Wow.
Thank you. Although some folks think I was taking them to church. It ain't a church song.
Oh, my goodness. Well, anyway, thank you so much, Joe. Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate y'all having me.
All right. We're going to slide you into the Love Lounge and enjoy the rest of the show if you can. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all. Peace.
Mike.
Boy. Well, Diva, are you ready? We're going to bring in Poetic.
Yeah.
Hey, Poetic.
All right, I'm a little off balance, but go on.
Hey, 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 Miss VIP and La Pearl. Hey, Danielle.
How you been? How
y'all doing tonight?
Well, I'm doing. I'm good.
I'm doing all right. I'm trying to do it right, but it's going against me, but I'm working it out.
You're working it out? Okay. All right. Well, keep on working it out. Yeah, that did sound like a church song, though. I'm not going to lie to you. That sounded like a church song. I'm not going to lie to you. It could be played in
a church
word.
Song. She was singing
to her
husband.
It could be played in the sanctuary. You know, the praise team can sing that. It can sing that.
It can.
Yes, they can.
But it is a church song. It is played to the head of the family.
You're right. God is the head of the family. So, you know, like I said, it could be sang.
I'm talking about the earthly family. I get it. Oh,
what's good? What's good,
y'all? Tonight. I'm already dealing with technical issues. Go on, people.
I mean, I'm just saying.
God, I cannot catch a break. You know what? Not on the left phone. I'm going to be nice. I'm going to be nice to you. But this is a love zone, hence the word love. So I'm going to be kind. I'm going to be gentle. I'm going to get to this later, though.
In the love zone. Oh, my goodness.
I know. Wait a minute. Hold on. Diva. I know I didn't just hear what I thought I heard. When
in the love zone.
Specifically stated that you don't like that.
Don't misquote me. Do not misquote me. I said I don't like that song as a theme for this show. Don't misquote me.
You didn't say King.
Because I like the Caribbean King. Okay.
Caribbean.
You said how you said. I said how I said. I promise you, all them
but
people would say it the same way. All them would say it the same way.
Wait a minute. No, they won't. No, they won't. Don't even put yourself
Caribbean
in that position.
Brothers and sisters, I'm sure.
Anyway, did you not say, can y'all change that song?
I said it's not right for the love zone. It's not right.
But I can sing
a song, Love Zone, if I want to, because I am a guest caller.
Mary and Joe.
Hello.
Well, Diva, it's your turn.
It's my turn to ask a question. It would be right. All right. Poetic. Wait a minute. Where is it? I'm trying to get myself together here to say, okay. Can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship with expectations or just go along with the flow? Go along with the flow. I'm trying here.
I cannot go along with the flow because I am too vocal. I can stay positive about the relationship working out as long as the other person is willing to change with the things that are not right. I'll remain positive. But you have got to be put 100-100 like I'm putting in 100. I don't believe in 50-50. I'm putting in 100, you put in 100. But if I see that there's a breakdown, and for example, if I've said to you I don't like mustard on my sandwiches, but day in and day out you still want to put mustard on my sandwiches, there's a whole problem here. You're not willing to change. So I can't be positive at that point because you're deliberately going against something that I do not wish for. You're not asking me to compromise, because compromise would be we sharing a sandwich, you put mustard on your half and leave my half with just the mayonnaise on both sides of the bread. Got to pay attention, I'm setting some stuff out. But yeah, I can remain positive as long as there's a willingness to grow, to change. Because after all, if you're in a relationship, the whole purpose of being in the relationship is to grow together and evolve together into where ultimately the end game should be marriage and you become one flesh. But most people don't believe in those things.
Okay. I agree with that. Your partner has to be willing to change something and the compromise. If something's not making you happy or if it's being unpleasant, especially if you have expressed it to them several times in which you shouldn't have to, but some people are just thicker in the head than that. They should be willing to change something. Change is not a bad thing. A lot of people will say, I can't make you happy. Why not?
Right.
I have heard that so many times when I have expressed, look, I'm not happy. Can we work something out? I ain't changing just to make you happy. Oh, you're not? Okay. All right. Well, then you deal with what comes along with it then. So I agree with you. What about you, Diva?
He's right. I mean, but at this juncture in my life, I mean, it would take someone seriously extraordinary to make me walk down the aisle again. I'm not saying I'm against it. I think marriage is a wonderful thing. But it would really take someone extraordinary to do that, to have me do that again. And I do
preach
believe
it to
the reciprocity.
Preach it to the choir.
So I do believe in reciprocity. If I'm given 100, then you got to do the same. And like you, Van, I want all of you. You understand what I'm saying? So if you love me, you will be subject to change. And if you don't really want to be a blessing to me and make me happy, then we got to part. So I do understand that.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, there are circumstances that would make you part, but, you know, if you're not listening to what makes me happy and what I need from you, it's hard to be positive in that relationship. It's hard.
Exactly.
I mean,
exactly.
You have hope and you pray that things do change or you change. And then you also pray that you, the other person, would change, to try and understand their viewpoint, try and understand why they're where they are. But they have to give something to go on, not just, well, because I don't want to do it. Well, there's a reason why you don't want to do it. Let's get to the meat and potatoes of it. We talk about communication. Why is it that we're so afraid to communicate with each other? You know, but that's my take on it.
Gotcha.
I agree with both of you. But, I mean, even before you get to the marriage part, I guess I do agree it has to be somebody extraordinary, especially.
Definitely.
But at this, I mean, but even before you get to that point of the matrimony, just building the relationship, period, to that point, there has to be the compromise somewhere. People have to listen, people have to comprehend one another. You know, if you don't have compromise, it's not going to work because nothing is perfect. So you're going to have issues that you have to work out.
Most people think that compromising means that you have to give up yourself and what you like. That doesn't mean that. Compromise simply means that
sometimes
you have to yield to what the other person likes. If I know that that's okay. If I know that my person likes to go to the opera and I can't stand the opera because it makes her happy, I'm going to love the opera because it makes her happy.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how I feel about it. Because in those moments, the other person's happiness should be at the top of the pinnacle for you.
Absolutely.
Now, within
reason. Absolutely.
I'm not going to go rob a bank just to make you happy. No, because that's stupid. But I will work hard to make sure that I can provide the things for you to make you happy.
Absolutely. Yeah, that word compromise also, it falls in line with being submissive. And people misconstrue that word. They be like, I ain't bowing down. It's not that you're bowing down. To submit just means to be in agreement with what's going on.
Right.
It's starting. It's putting out here for you.
And you know
when they have such a big issue with that.
When I talk to married couples or couples that need some form of counseling from me, right? I tell them that, you know, why do you make submission this bad thing? Why do you make submission this bad thing? Certainly men should be at a point where you are providing a space for a woman to be submissive and vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
It takes both of us to be submissive. It takes the man to be submissive too because he has to submit to God, but he also has to submit to his wife. I mean, you know, let me give you a fine example, ladies. Fine example. If you ever think that your husband is not being submissive to you, if he goes to make a decision or a purchase, and you hear him or the other person hear him say, you know what, I need to call my wife before I do this. That is a form of submission.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't want to make that decision without consulting his lifelong partner. Same thing in relationships. If y'all are in a relationship together and y'all are sharing a household, you are sharing a household. That means you know where every single ounce of your money is going within that house and y'all are on a tight budget. But the man goes out and impulsively makes a $500 purchase without consulting you, oh, you're going to be pissed. You're going to be pissed. But if that same man says, you know what, let me call my honey, let me call my wife, and let me yield to a much more cooler head or a much more calmer head when it comes to spending money. And he says, babe, what do you think about the $500 purchase? Now, I would love it if she said, honey, how is that going to help us in the long run? What is that doing for us? How does that better our financial outlook? Is that purchase necessary right now, or can it wait? Compromise, but yet submission. Because see, we always look at the submission word as you do what I say do, and that's just it. What?
No.
That's not submission. That's domestic violence. That's abuse.
It is.
Right.
We move to another topic. I'm sorry. Whew, I'm sorry.
It's inconsiderate and it's selfish. So you're right. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely.
All right, we're getting scolded over here. Yeah, you got to get to your piece.
All right.
So, what did you have to listen to tonight?
Well, since this is the Love Zone, I wrote a new piece called Fragrance of Love.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. There is an aroma in the air. It's just like the fragrant essence in your hair, sending beautiful waves of energy my way, drawing me into every word you say. I'm mesmerized by your feminine charm, deliberately pulling on my heartstrings, promising me you'll do me no harm. You just want to be held in my arms, captive, by matching emotions that's not combative, but rather undying like the earth's seasons. In the winter, summer, spring, and fall, you'll be the reason. I cherish every waking moment I get to lay my eyes upon you. Surely as the sky is blue, your dreams mean the world to me. Every opportunity I have, I will make them come true. So we can intertwine our minds like bosses. Eliminate the competition so we take no losses. The one thing I want to do with you is win. As you be my twin flame passionately raising my heat signature, telling me every day it's me you want, smelling so good as you flaunt your beauty for the world to view. But for me to hold while my feelings grew too, baby girl, have you been waiting for me? 'Cause in this moment I see the scent I've been smelling is like from heaven above is love. And that's that piece.
Ooh. Well, damn.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
Yeah.
Diva, you got it first. Go ahead.
Me? Lord have mercy. You're going to throw me off. That, Lord, damn, you came in here and did the thing to us again. That was a beautiful piece. I'm discombobulated. It, you know what your piece is. that was awesome. You wrote that today?
I did. About 2-3 hours ago.
Oh, all right. That's what's up.
That was beautiful.
Sensual. Yeah. And that was totally, totally swoon worthy. And as you were reading, you know that song by LaVert, Winter, Spring, Summer, Fall, I'll Give You My All. You know that one? So see,
yep.
Yeah. So
yep.
That's what I was thinking about. And I'm like, ooh. So I was sitting up here like fanning because I was like, ooh, swoon worthy. So yeah.
Thank you.
I really love that. All right. Well, now that it's 5 minutes of the hour, how about the rundown for us?
Oh, man, it would be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for The Get Down with your host, J-Rob, the wise son, Mr. DSP himself, and yours truly, Poetic, as we want to know, merry poetry, poem I thee wed. Friday night is going to be Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently. And the topic, yes, I'm announcing the topic right here tonight, is which relationship is more important, mother and son or husband and wife? Oh, we're going to get into it. Sunday night is going to be the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, is going to be Raw with Rain and essentially Janice. Tuesday night is going to be, I don't know which show Mahavi's going to do. It should be Fly Speak, War Council. You know what? Honey Dripper 2.0, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy New Year, and all that good stuff. You know what? Just tune in to see what Mojave's got. Then we'll be right back here next Wednesday in the Love Zone with the Miss VIP and La Pearl La Negra. Ladies, back to you.
Thank you, Poetic. I appreciate it. Yes. So now it's time to usher you.
Hmm. I think I got a song for that. But did you want to do a station identification first, or you want to play the song, or what? Show, show.
How about the song first, and then I'll do an ID break after that.
All right, here it goes.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back, and Poetic, it is time to slide you into the Love Lounge, where your favorite libations meet you. All right.
Yeah, I like that.
Enjoy the rest of the show. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
All right, Diva. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, King Atterbury asked me to read his piece, all right, and he was next, so I'm going to read this for him. This piece is called Unstoppable.
The mic is yours.
I'm not ashamed. Thanks. I'm not ashamed at all, just to go with the flow. No high expectations. I keep a key in the door. Just in case one of us decides to stay or both leave, there's another world waiting for you or maybe me. Check and see what nature breathes inside the both of us. Let's discuss internal feelings because external is lust. May I take a hold of your hand so that we may transfer spiritual data downloaded from questions? Here's my answer. Cover a loving moment. Look in your eyes that's half sad. My mind starts to memorize your beautiful heart smile. Steady and always ready to touch the best view of you. Give me the best cue so I won't ask to continue. Do I proceed with caution or take steps inside the unknown? If a house is a home, can I be stranded with you alone? Bring a package of sincerity, compassion, and conversation. Laughter around what matters, enjoying good vibrations. In peace. King Atterbury, that was a beautiful piece. We thank you so much.
That was really, really nice. Yeah.
So, Diva, guess who is next on the mic?
This is my soror.
Nicole. Hey, soror. How are you?
Hey.
Nicole, welcome to the Love Zone.
Welcome.
How are you ladies doing tonight?
Oh, good. I'm good.
I'm doing.
How are you, Nicole?
I am great. Welcome. I miss y'all.
Oh, I know. It's a minute.
Yes. Y'all stop staying away. Oh, goodness.
We kind of do a little this and a little that, so. I try to stay focused.
Oh, I understand. All right. That's all we can do, though, honey.
Absolutely. So, Nicole, the topic of the night is, can you really stay positive about things working out in a relationship with expectations or just have none and go with the flow? What say you?
I'm too old to be playing that game with going with the flow. I need to know where I'm going. So if I need to take an exit, then I can do so early. So I need to have some kind of expectation. What are we doing? You know, what's the purpose of this? Because I don't waste enough time in my life. I'm not trying to waste any
I hear that.
I hear that.
I think we're all a little too old for games, you know. And you know, I like I said in my piece, you know, I'm moreover a woman that desires consistency. If you're consistent with me, I'm gonna be consistent with you. Especially if I really like you, then I'm gonna pick up the phone. I'll text you. I'll, you know, do whatever. And hey, I'm positive, you know, all the way until he shows me or gives me a reason not to. Then it's a problem.
Exactly.
But I can dig it.
But then,
you know, we are too old to the point.
Yeah, you definitely want that reciprocated. You know, you see some, you meet people, and then you know, oh, they want to open up their door, and then all this other kind of stuff. Then you walk up to the car, and they done jumped in, like ready to go, like hello, like you forgot about me. Oh, like you get the door. No, if you started on something, you need to keep on doing it. Like don't try to, you know, get in good, and then all of a sudden you want to stop all the little niceties. No, I need that all the time. As they say, give me that same energy all the time.
Absolutely.
Consistency, communication, yes, and compromise. That's in a relationship. So you're absolutely right. My husband tried that. When he was courting me, he would open my door. He would bid me to open up. And well, after we got married, and all the consideration and the chivalry just went out the window. I said, I was standing on a pavement with my arms crossed, tapping my foot, pouting. Hey, did you forget something? Excuse me. He was like, oh, shit. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you? Treat me like a lady like you've been treating me. Don't play with
exactly.
it. Don't play with it.
So, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, my dear, what is your piece for tonight? What did you bring us?
So, actually, you know, well, you know, you, I don't know, maybe you have, haven't had this. You know, you write down things, and then all of a sudden you start writing something else, and you're like, wait a minute, this could go with that. So I did something recently, you know, a couple of days ago, and I said, well, let me try this out.
Okay.
So this is called Where is the Love?
All right.
Where is the love? The love that I've been praying for so long, where I can be with someone to build with and make each other strong. The type of love that gives you that special glow, that true, genuine love that is the real thing and never for show. Love that gets you through the day knowing someone is awaiting your return, the kind of love that you fight for, and when problems arise, we will never leave any rock unturned. But you seem to take one step forward and two steps back. Here I am trying to trust you with my heart, but I can barely get a call back. Yeah, what you say sounds so good, but you can't seem to do the things you should. You repeat over and over how you want to be how you want me, but I can't tell. You can hardly pass the smallest test without ending up with a hard fail. So please, tell me how you are messing up so soon, but claim you want to be my mate. Shoot, you are acting up already and haven't even gotten to first base. You barely stepped up to the home plate. Honestly, you must think this is some kind of game. And if that is the case, you better hang up your cleats and leave out the same way you came. You have to be responsible for your actions or lack thereof, because when it all comes down to it, all I want to know is where is the love in peace?
Oh, holy sick.
Wow.
Oh, man. Throw it up, girl.
Wow.
Thank you.
I like that. Yeah.
I do too. Wow. Mm-mm. Awesome.
But I think people do express their interest, and then all of a sudden, you know, it's just like, okay, what's going on? It seemed like you're begging them. Like, hold up, you approached me. Like, I wasn't thinking about you. So, you know.
There you go.
How'd that go?
Oh, I got that.
Right.
You got the perfect song for that, too. Yeah.
Oh?
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Nick.
I do.
We're gonna escort you to the Love Lounge and your easy chair and your favorite libation, chick. So thank you so much for coming in. Enjoy the rest
thank
of the show
you.
If you can.
Yes.
All right, you
one
too.
Love, one
all
mic.
Right.
Thank you. One mic. Yeah. Diva, I got the perfect song for that piece.
All right.
Here you go.
Exactly.
The thunder.
Wrong song. Sorry, y'all. That's not the song. I'm so sorry. Give me what? Y'all know I'm trying tonight. Y'all know I'm better than this, but I'm having issues. Hold on. Here you go.
All right. That's a beautiful song, Diva. All right. We are going to move on. Next on the mic is Automatic Charismatic. Hey, Otto, how are you tonight? Welcome to the Love Zone. Otto, are you muted?
Okay, on to the next.
Is he? Can you see if he's in?
Hello.
Hello, Otto. How are you?
I'm fine. Can you hear me?
We can hear you now.
Okay. I'm just wondering if you can hear me. I'm doing just fine.
Okay, well, good. Good to hear it. Well, if you've been listening, our topic of the night is, can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship with expectations, or you don't have any and just going along with the flow? What say you?
Well, I think the only way that you can build a relationship is expectation, and not just expectation with the one you're with, but to have the expectation of thyself, too. Don't put no more into who you're with that you would never put in yourself.
Okay. All right. So mainly you're just going to go along with the flow and stay positive. You know, just going to communicate okay. That's what's up. Okay. All right. So what expectations do you have, if any? I mean, somebody has to have expectation, correct?
Well, with my lady, I just have my expectation is to be a better her. What's gonna make you better? And how can I be better? You know, just keep striving to a success. You know, this harvest for only a few laborers. A lot of people want something, but they don't want to put the work into it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I think that in a relationship, you know, the first thing of relationship is relate, you know, and you relate to one another by knowing each other, by embracing each other, and pushing each other to be great, to do better. You know, every day is one life ahead to do better and be better.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's what's up. I like your response. So with that, do you have a piece for us tonight?
Yes.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready, Otto, the mic is yours.
All right. As usual, I brought my mind. So here's this poem called I'm sorry, I have kids in the background. Oh, who's there?
All right, go ahead, Otto.
Okay, I'm about to go ahead and do my poem. Sorry, I had kids
All
in
right.
the background.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it's called I'm That. I have a question. Can you relate to my service? Can you relate to my purpose? When I come harder, when I get involved in your dream and my dream, we are here together to build up our own self-esteem. without question. Every day is like we learn our lesson. So what do I say? You see, I'm that, I'm not that. The typical person that wants to be negative and giving you destructive criticism rather than constructive criticism. You see, I'm that, I'm not that. The one that's going to put you down. You see, my love is like a ring that just gathers around. I'm a lyrical sound. I'm a lyrical place like the heaven, and I need your smile to come right into my direction. In this place that you will make my voice clear, and baby, I will take you there. You see, in this hemisphere world, you and I deserve better. I want us to hold it together, not be separated, but be elevated, and make sure that we are educated. You see, I'm that, I'm not that. Anything that will make you feel like I'm not the man for you, you see, I'm that, I'm not that. To fail to love you because I feel you should be loved. You see, I want to indulge into a secret place, a love that never be forgotten. Our option, our daily grace, our daily place. You see, I need that beautiful smile right on your face. We could come together wherever challenges are ahead. You see, when I move up, I'm moving up ahead. You see, the next chapter, when we climb up the ladder, we can see what's coming ahead of us. You see, when we come and more things to discuss, see, I'm that. I'm not that. See, I am that. The man that wants to be in your life, I'm not that. The one who's a lion, that can never be right. All that. I'm still and will always be in love with you. This automatic killer is magic. Lyrical Lynch, he gets in the moment by being dry.
Wow. That was really nice, Otto. A line stood out for me in your piece that said something about your that you're lyrical and you need her smile to come in your direction. That was beautiful. I really like that. All right. So.
Okay, baby. I'm sorry.
All right,
it's my three-year-old niece.
It's okay. All right, so we're gonna usher you into the Love Lounge, Otto. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you for coming. One love, one night.
All right. One love, one night. My screen is frozen. Hold on. Let me see if I can go to my other screen. All right. Try it this way. Okay. So.
All right.
I'm trying here.
It's okay.
But I'll give it a try. Let me do the radio ID first.
All right.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio.
And we're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right. Next on the mic is one of my favorite people.
If I can.
So as you're doing that, I'm going to try to bring my balladeer in, all right? Let's see if I can do it.
No, go ahead. Bring them.
Hey, Battlebear. Welcome to the Love Zone, darling. How are you?
There you go. Mm. Welcome to. Please don't fire no more. Ooh. Pharrell, you muted?
He muted. I don't know.
Right, do you want to come back to him or what? Because I don't think he can hear us, or he's either muted.
Can you do me a favor and take a music break? Yeah.
Okay. Give me a second.
All right. Woo. ladies and gentlemen, at this moment, my computer, I am having technical difficulties right now, so I'm very bewildered at this point. But anyway, we will be able to continue, hopefully, and so Diva, if you can, let's see if we can bring for real in.
Hey, Shabba Jude.
Hey, how are you,
honey? Yeah. Shabba Jude. What it do, ladies? How are you?
Oh, man. We're doing. That's all I can tell you.
Trying to make it do what it do.
I feel you. I feel you. It's just one of those. It's just one of them nights. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Hey. Exactly.
Just stay strong, oh my goodness. Young Diva. You can do it. Just stay strong, Young Divas.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
Like you said,
yeah.
One of them nights, it's good to hear from you now. Finally.
Hey.
Absolutely.
Hey, yes, it's good to be heard. It's good to be heard. You know, it's you know, I've been listening to some of the answers to the questions. I've been listening to the question over and over again, and receiving it differently each time. Y'all done made me, had me change my piece like 4 or 5 times. you know. But, you know, it just, you know, it opens the door for discussion. It's just, it's great to hear some of the responses, you know, the different responses. You know, I was trapped. I was stuck on compromise, I think it was. I'm sorry if I'm jumping the gun and just going into a, you know, discussion without being asked. But I was thinking about something that Poetic said, you know, when you were talking to Poetic and he was going into the Dr. Phil mode. And when he said, it was funny to me, when he said, if your lady or your significant other loves the opera, you know, he said he's going to love the opera because she loves the opera, you know, something to that, you know, that effect. And I was thinking, I wanted to ask my brother right there on the spot. Now, if she wanted to go to the opera on Sunday when San Francisco was getting ready to play the Cowboys or somebody, what would the situation be like? Where would the compromise
be? Yeah, what kind of compromise will come about? Exactly.
You know, let's not go too far with that compromising, you know what I'm saying? You know, be careful.
Well, I'm telling you now, if the Eagles was playing as crappy as they are, I'm still not going to no damn opera. I ain't going nowhere. But
yeah,
he's going to have to
sit
down somewhere or go on and take
when,
the tickets by himself and pick up somebody else. That's it.
See, that's what
the game
that's
on,
when,
I'm on.
See, nobody talked
wow.
about what nobody spoke about understanding. Nobody spoke on understanding.
Absolutely.
See, this when what we call understanding comes into play. Because it might be reversed.
Come on, give it to
us. You know, it might be reversed. It might be something that she's really not into, but you're into. But on this special day, you know, she might have a girls' night planned or something, or, you know, something that others that she could be doing. But she's doing it because she cares about you. But that one time, that one night, that one day, this special thing that she really cares about is going down. Can you understand? Will I understand? You know?
Absolutely.
You know, let's not
absolutely.
Speak on so much.
I'm a firm believer.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? And all that has to do with
yeah.
submitting, compromising as well. You know, that's matters of the heart. You know what I'm saying? Let me get that question. Let me get that question because I don't want to go too far off. I need to be reminded of what that question was.
Okay.
Eva, you want to give it to him? Because I know my signal is messed up. I don't know how how crappy I sound.
Okay. Can you stay positive in a relationship with expectations or just go along with the flow?
Can you stay positive in a relationship with expectations or can you just go with the flow? Can you stay positive? That's like a two or three part question right there. Staying positive in a relationship with expectations.
Mm. Yep.
Was that stay positive in a, well, sure. Sure. I mean, with expectations, if we have expectations on the same thing of the same thing, you know, cause I was dragged down one of the one relationship behind her expectations. And I just did that. I went with the flow in that relationship. You know, that type of, when somebody's talking to you so much, it starts to sound like Charlie Brown's teacher, and you just say, mm-hmm, all the time. And you didn't know she had just asked you to marry her, and you just say, mm-hmm. And next thing you know, you're picking up a, you're trying on a tuxedo type thing. Just going with the flow. Just going with the flow can have you drifting off into a direction that you don't really want to go to. But as I grew and matured, I don't want to say got older, because you can be older and be just as immature as hell. But as I matured, you know, I know y'all understand what I'm saying. As I matured, been in and out of different relationships, started to pay a little bit more attention to things having conversations and doing a little bit more listening. You know what I'm saying? Things changed. Spending time to get to know one another. You know, that's what dating is about. That's what dating, the purpose of dating and seeing each other before you're getting so deep into each other, you know. Because this could be different. We could be talking about, like Van spoke on, I think he spoke on living together, you know, sharing things like that and getting the okay on things and all that. See, I'm talking before all that, dating, getting to know somebody. Because when you're in love and when you love someone, it's things that's done really without shit being said, okay? So when you talk about compromising, the things that I would do for you, the things that you would do for me because you care about me, sometimes are just unspoken or should be, I feel. Okay? After I learn you and learn how to love you and vice versa, our likes, our dislikes, don't keep putting mustard on my sandwich. I've been through that too, Van. After I done told you I don't like mustard on my sandwich. But when you go through those motions and get to learn each other in those different ways, compromise is easy because it comes naturally or should come naturally. I don't want to be in a relationship where I have to tell you or teach you how to love me. You shouldn't have to tell me how to love you. We should have learned that during our period of getting to know each other. You know, we're talking about love. We're talking about being in love and, you know, let's separate it. Let's talk about love, loving each other, being in love with each other. And not leaving out those parts, because, you know, even it's things that we don't learn about each other until we spend more time with each other. In the beginning, it's all about that one feeling, the way she makes me feel, the way he makes her feel type thing. Then the nagging later on, you know, after y'all been together, now I done seen her with her hair down, without makeup on, and she done starts smelling my socks and stuff like that. Now we're free to be irked by one another. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah, but you're still learning one another. So, yeah, you're right.
Yes, getting to know each other, because the relationship, you know, I hope this can be part of that, the answer. When you say flow, I love the word flow, and I use it all the time. And not, I would like to use it in a positive concerning this. If we've done all the work that needed to be done in the beginning, then we should be able to just flow through the relationship, loving each other, things that people do when they're happy with each other, just flowing, not going by some script, not going by or having to pull out the instructions of how to be in this relationship every 5 minutes. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We should flow. We should flow.
Yeah.
Just the way blood goes, courses through our veins. You know? But life has its ups and downs. You know? But I don't know. I hope I answered your question. But that's me. I'm sappy like that.
You did. I'm going to get an answer to what you were asking about San Francisco earlier. Poet, do you want to go give your reply?
Absolutely. Baby, baby. All right. So here's my answer for you, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. If that opera was on a Sunday, when San Francisco was playing the Dallas Cowboys, I would tell her I'm going to go with her to the opera. Now, here's what will happen. Here's what will happen. Because she knows I love football, because she knows how important that Sunday game would be to me, because football is only a few months in the year, she will say to me, honey, that's okay. I know you will go with me. We'll just go another time after football season, since it's on a Sunday. Boom, and I still win.
Ooh, hey, but listen, that's beautiful, man. That's beautiful, poetic. That's just the way it should be. Now listen to me. Listen, ladies. Now, you know you done gave her so much power in her doing that for you that it's going to be a time where you're going to be asked to do the same of her. And you know about that. You better do it.
That's right.
That's power. That's power.
We're
going to
miss the damn
love,
football game. We just going to have to work something out later, and I'll do a trick for you later. But I ain't missing the thing. I'm telling you now.
Oh, that's power. A woman will remind you.
Steve,
you
can
see
it again.
It's only once in a lifetime.
Look, buy some something. I'll do something for you, but I ain't missing the game. I'm sorry. It ain't happening. call one of your four fingers with you. But I'm watching my game. I'm trying to take in full gear. I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah. I can see the face that he would, you know, I can see the face that he would put on pre.
You know it. I already know.
All that going on. It's all set up. You know, this is when, somber, nice and somber. Yes, love, I'll go with you to the goddamn, what you call that shit again?
To the opera.
No, love, don't worry about this goddamn game, babe. You mean more to me than any goddamn football game.
There you go.
So let's go.
That's what you say. That's what you. That's what's going to make her be like, baby, go watch your Philly game. I'm going to sit here and watch it with you.
Yeah, that's right. That's a ride or die. See, that's what I'm
ride
looking for.
Die.
Where you
at? Win or lose.
Where you at, baby?
But I'm out.
Oh, wow.
Hey, finish with your piece, bro, because I need to hear it and see if it's going to be a super sap. Super sap. Sapsation.
Well,
ooh, another new word.
I got you. I got you, Dr. Meadows. I got you.
One love, bro. One mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you, ladies. I wanted to really know that, you know. We're going to, he's lying his ass off. You know, goddamn well, he's going to watch that game anyway. So, yeah, lady. Like I said, hopefully my ladies will love my tea just as much as I love them anyway, so it won't ever be no question about doing that. So that's my way out of it.
All right. Well, we're ready, baby. We are ready.
Okay. Well, ladies, well, let me ask you a question first. Because like I told you, you changed my, y'all made me change my piece so many times. I'm going to ask you, do you want to hear some, you want to hear some keeping it real relationship type shit, or you want to hear something sappy romantic?
I'm headed towards the sad thing. Come on. That's how I feel.
Some sap. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All righty then. This is a piece I was going to do. I think we spoke about sappy last show. But I changed the piece anyway and did something else. So this is one of those pieces I told you guys that that's, you know, an old-ass piece. I never did it to my knowledge. So I don't, you know, your expectations, hold on to them. But I'll do this. Sappiness is called On a Balcony.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. There she stood on a balcony. On a balcony holding my heart hostage in her hands. So delicate, taunting it with lips romantic, teasingly kissing it. She'd seen my approach, felt it, felt me, my longing for her far off, distant. In her hand she held my promise, and like congos, its rhythmic, throbbing, cascading passions, born of ancestral jungles, the promise to return, I kept it on love's balcony. Laced in silk garments, she parlayed and passionately waited for it. And I, from a distance, could taste it, her love, her cocoa-y skin, her indigo essence, her desires, her feminine, sensually perfumed, heavy footsteps. I approached with purpose, the ladder to her heart, barefooted, naked, aroused, thirsty, hungry. I began to climb it, destination, her lips, the substance, the nape of her neck, my radar's target, powdered sweat, earlobe succulent, each one blindly probing, nibbling it, sucking them with a tone that can read braille on a balcony of love. Fingers running through each other's hair. Aloe, jasmine, her locks, the smells, heavily fragrant, out of breath, her embrace tight as hell, exchanging hearts on this balcony of love. She stood, but not alone. A promise of love was kept, no longer separated by distance. Barefoot, naked silken garments lined the floor on this balcony of love waited for, no longer separated by distance. For real.
Wow. You know what? I see. That's amazing. I have such imagery, you know, of a woman that has a silk silk dress or a light flowing dress on a balcony, and y'all are just so caught up in each other, everything ceases to exist. And I'm like, wow, that was amazing. Mm. I loved it.
Thank you. I love that. That's how I felt when I wrote that. Thank you.
That was sensuous. Not the sassy. That was romantic. That was sensuous.
Yeah.
Absolutely beautiful. Yeah. I have the visuals too. Oh man.
Yeah.
The wind blowing through her hair. Everything.
Exactly.
You know what? It's nothing like a man putting his hand on the small of a woman's back and just looking at her. That was beautiful, Larry. Oh man. Thank you for real.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank
you. I got
a phone
for that too.
Oh my
God. Ooh.
I do.
Mm.
Well, before you
would
do
you like
that,
to hear
can we escort him to the lounge and then let him lay back in the shade and let him be in jail?
Yeah. To the lounge.
We sure can.
All right, baby.
We sure can.
All right,
love.
So,
yes, my
go
dad.
Ahead, honey. One love, one
yes,
night.
Love.
Yeah.
One love,
one night.
One love, sugar baby.
Oh, my.
All right, let me do this for him, Diva.
We can do like anything you
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, we are on top of the 11 o'clock hour. If you're still hearing my voice and La Perla Negra's voice, you have entered into overtime. And still, welcome. So we are at the hour. Now we're going to bring in our New York John. Diva, are you ready?
I'm ready. Hey,
Javi,
welcome to the show.
I'm right here. I'm here. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
How are you doing? Sorry I couldn't get through. But it was rather difficult for me to get in because I had been waiting for like umpteen billion years to get on the call. But it's okay because I was doing 30 things at once as per se usual. And,
as usual,
and I prefer, you know, I like to hear you ladies' voices because you guys, you rock.
Thank you.
Oh, right
back at you. Yeah. And so I'm tired of shit. I'm tired of shit. But I'm doing some amazing things right now. And I just saw something that was pretty amazing, and I am over the moon right now. Mm-hmm. Like, I am over the moon. It is very hard to describe the feeling that I'm feeling right now. Like, when you know, like, someone put their foot in something, you be like, you put your foot in that. And
yeah.
You just be like, yo, you put your foot in it. You made, yo, listen. You be like, man, yeah, that's just, I'm grinning from ear to ear right now. I feel no pain.
All
so,
right.
I'm happy. So, but you know, I was like, y'all will see me in a few days. Y'all gonna see me cutting up. So y'all know what it is, man. Y'all be like, oh, you cutting up? And be like, oh, this is what he was talking about. Yep. So ladies, you had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Even
the question is, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, the question is, can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship with expectations or just going along with the flow?
Say that one more again.
Okay.
Well, just repeat the question one more time, can you please?
Jesus. Diva, you know my signal is messed up. You do it.
All right. Mojave, can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship, if you're in one, with expectations or just going along with the flow?
Wait, if only...
Like with no expectation at all.
This question sucks. This question sucks. Oh, you know, we're going, hey, let's go along with the flow. Yeah, let me just go. Let's let everybody just do what they want to do with us. Whatever you feel like doing, us, we just go along with it. Come on, yeah. No. No. Anytime that you're going to work anything out, it requires work, requires concentration, requires connection, requires a communication that exists that doesn't happen when you just go along with the flow. And when you go along with the flow, you're basically opening yourself up to any part or portion of negativity that your partner or the potential situation has to offer. You know, but if you actually work on it, you know, sometimes it takes a person to really see the issue and see the person and then be willing to work towards fixing it, whatever it takes. And that's when you have that, then you can have expectations of fixing things if you actually put the energy and the action into it. But you got to actually have the prerequisite love to want to fix something, you know. You got to actually be solid on everything. And sometimes you know, you're going to have, you know, bumps in the road. You're going to have trips, you know. Today I had a bump in the road with a brother I would never expect to have that with. But at the end of the day, because that's a solid individual, I'm a solid individual, we found our common ground and worked towards it. And that comes with maturity. And that's the same thing with relationships. There has to be some type of emotional maturity that manifests itself in the situation in order for it to work. You know, my thing is like one of the most magical things that happened to me in the past week, right? And Danielle be whipping my ass all the time, but I can't tell her she be whipping my ass. But because she be saying shit to me, she be like, I told you. So I said, listen, you know what? I'm not gonna hold shit in my heart, cause I'm so used to fucking whenever I let shit go, I get fucked up. Like I get ran over, I get pushed in front of the bus, the truck's coming back up on me, dump the sand on me, somebody mix cement and all kinds of crazy shit, and I get stuck in my shit, right? So I get really worried. I worry about the, you know, we were talking about the the armor last night and getting your armor cracked all the time because it's expectation. But at the same time, when you get your armor cracked, sometimes you naturally just crack other people's shit because that's what you're used to. And so for me, one of the hardest things for me to do was to really admit how I feel, when I feel, what I feel, and then to be able to say it and not have an expectation to receive something in return, because that's not what's supposed to happen. You free yourself from it, from it when you decide to give it. And when you give with no expectations, that's the wonderment. Mm-hmm. Good, bad, or indifferent. You become open, and you become level. You become, you know, you get an even keel with yourself, and you start to see, and then you see things that you never paid attention to before. You look at somebody, you can see the deepness, you can see the angles that you might have avoided because you wasn't willing to do the work to fix yourself in order to receive that. So there's nothing that happens without any kind of work. But first you have to be open to the change in order for it to occur. You have to be able to meet someone at the level, you know, and make sure that you're standing toe-to-toe with them. And even if you get nothing, the freedom that you get from knowing that you can, that you're available, that you have the ability to, helps you to fix almost everything. So the question sucks. The question sucks.
Okay.
Well,
I'm exposing my colon. You got me out here exposing my colon.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
but anyway, if it sucks to you, your responses are wonderful. And I'm very glad that you answered in the way that you did. So I appreciate
that. Thank you.
Wonderful.
Thank you, VIP.
Okay.
Still put my colon out there. What happened? It's my colon.
Oh,
my colon's out here.
Okay. Oh.
The question was colon cleanser. It cleaned up my whole colon.
Oh, my God.
I feel empty inside. I feel empty.
All right.
You could have handed me some toilet paper first.
Oh, my.
Wait. Yo, VIP. Yo, VIP hit me with this. Oh, my.
It was a...
Yo, VIP. I'm sorry. This is so okay. Huh?
Oh, my. It wasn't me. This week.
Oh, my.
So I'm good.
What's happening this week? Well, this week will be the first Tuesday. The first Tuesday of the month, which will be Fly Speak Open Mic, which we will have Florida Songbird, or not known as Florida Songbird, FL Songbird, and we'll have Humble, and I believe Hostage 1914 for our Fly Speak Open Mic features to come through here, and Rampage the Joint, you know, Rampage doing, you know, and the Hidden Radio Show is committed to bringing you the best in poets that you have not heard, but definitely speak that new style of speak, the flyness, the dopeness, make it all happen. It's beautiful. Be ready for it.
All right now.
Sounds good. Well, I'm ready for you because I need to go good. I need
it. Yo, VIP, yes. I'm never going to let that. Oh, my. It could be applied to so many situations. I'm just, I'm gonna stop cutting up. Let me get myself ready to do this piece. Lord have mercy, Jesus. All right. Sorry. Oh, man. I'm sorry.
Lord have mercy.
Y'all got me.
Whenever you're ready.
You got me. Okay, hold on. Let me see. I got to make sure I got it. All right. I got to make sure I got the right. Did I get the right one? Is that the right one? Hold on. Wait. No. No. I think I got the right one. Okay, hold on. Can y'all hear that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. All right. All right, here we go. Absence. Absence is the distance of a waiting heart. You are the lack of space between my arms, untouched lips, love song, unsung, ballad unwritten. A wished upon star, and how I wonder where you are. Absence in the confines of my eyes, sunlight that never reaches dawn, a night that never sets, and yet I cannot forget you. Laying awake at night, wondering if you can dance in my dreams again, your fragrance peppering my nostrils, addicted to the taste of you. Under spell, slave to your rhythm, can't keep in step, two left feet offbeat, hoping you remember my touch, the deepness of my kiss. How couches and bed held the shape of us, the color of water after lovemaking, how steam made believe that they were shirts and sleeves that covered thee. Water emulating us just being. The beauty of your moan writes the soundtrack of my arousal. Make it make sense. I hold on to the shadow of you, loving the pretense that you are here. Farewell affects the swell of my unintentional wear, falling off my square. Pick your heart back up this time, fell on the floor. Your open chest doesn't have a breastplate to keep it in. It is open for all onlookers to easily reach, touch with the fingers of emotion. How much access is it for people to get to and get through that it gets disrupted? Abrupt action weighs heavy, can't stay in, too available. Speak passwords, speak promise, speak friendship. The heart is always trying to put it in. All the butterflies that want to move through with celestial beauty because it was made for love, made for will, made to hold family, friends, for cause as a cause as a person, place, a thing not meant to be held more than you can endure. It was meant to be pure, to ensure that belief provides relief when it gets stolen by a thief, to either add to or subtract from and leave nothing. And I'm tired of leaving with nothing. The heart is now closed, and I suppose it could be open again, maybe grow, but it is stunted and it needs a stent to allow the spirit to flow through. Vent. Such heavy hearts are not meant to be burdened. I urged the purge, but felt the urge and the surge of the disappointment and regret that let me remember how the sounds of soul caused the heart to body roll, asking when will I dance again, when? Will heart clutter flee, feel angelic harmony, love completely. Heart holding symphony, but knows enemy. But here's to heart, relearning, life, love, and learning to be free. Poem.
Wow.
That was beautiful. Whoa. Oh my God. Go ahead, Diva.
As always, I've always been a fan, even from the beginning. So that goes without saying. And the way your delivery is, you use music, but I don't hear music when I close my eyes and listen, because I want to listen to you speak the words, but you're always swoon worthy to me. So, great piece. I can't say anything wrong about it because there's nothing wrong with it. this beautiful house.
Thank you. Thank you, VIP. Oh, my.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. Oh, man. Mahavi, you know, I saw you a long time ago several times. I could listen to you read poetry all day, every day. You and I agree with my diva, you know, it's your delivery. You have this soft touch about you when you talk. And when you read your pieces, you just have, I mean, we're just engulfed in the sound of your voice and the ease of your words. You never trip over them. You never stumble. And everything sounds so good. The way you describe the woman in your pieces and how she makes you feel, the way that you are drawn to her, we are just completely pulled in to it. That was beautiful, absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, man, I got some you know, real tears going on. I was going to say some other things.
Oh. Gotcha. It was absolutely beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Absolutely. All right. Well, should we just glide you right on into the Love Lounge with your favorite libation, or just wait a minute, or just throw you back into the I'm doing 30 things at once?
No, I'm going
to
go find some charcuterie. I'm going to find some shakuri and cheese,
right,
and, you know, and just bind all this stuff
sounds
up
good
inside me real quick. Yeah, bind it up real quick.
All right. Well, there you go. All right. Well, thank you so much, Mahavi. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. I got a song for that. I got the perfect song for that, Eva.
Mm-hmm.
Here
go
it
ahead. Yes. Well, Diva, Guess who we have next on the mic? We have the lovely Lady A.
I think I know who this is.
Yeah, Lady A, welcome to the Love Zone.
Welcome to the Love Zone.
How are you?
Hello. Oh, my goodness. What a show tonight. Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. There were so many things that were said.
You?
I'm good. I'm excited about what the conversation has been. Wow. And the poetry and the beautiful.
That's a good thing.
Oh, man.
That's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Good. So, dear, so how do you feel about tonight's subject?
Well, I have an answer. Like, I, if you ask the question again, I'm trying to, I can formulate it. I'm forgetting exactly how you.
All right, Diva.
Okay. Can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship with expectations, or do you just go with the flow?
Well, I think it was Mojave that said this, or maybe it was Larry, but I don't think that you to place expectations on anyone, you're going to be disappointed. I think I think that that's the big thing for me. And the other big thing is that if you are with somebody, you know, people talk about relationships being work. And when you love somebody, you want to do those things to please your partner. You want to do whatever it is to make them happy. It's not a job. I mean, yeah, you get the mundane stuff like taking out the garbage and the toilet seat up or whatever. But for the most part, when you love someone, you know, it's not a job to make them happy or please them. And so I guess I differ that way because you want to. You want to be that everything for them, especially if they're everything to you, if you're everything to them and they're everything to you, then it's just, it's a given that it just happens. It's the beauty of love that you have two people who give 100% of themselves to each other. And I think if you have a relationship, we all know what the bad relationships are. You know, we all know that if you're in a failed relationship and to sit there and say, you know, I expect them to, don't expect anything because you're going to be disappointed. If it's an unequally yoked relationship, if it's an uneven relationship and you're sitting, and I mean, I've done it. I've been there, done that, and still do it. You know, like if you're unhappy, you know, like you can't make somebody love you the way you think that you should be loved. And I loved what Larry said about I don't want to have to teach someone how to love me. You know, you're in a bad relationship if you have to do that. If you got to tell them how to love you, if they don't do it, if it's not natural, it's not real. And I think we fool ourselves by saying he'll change or he just needs to understand or she just needs to understand. If it's not there, it's not there. You know?
Yeah,
I think love is a beautiful, beautiful, wonderful thing, and if you're not equally yoked, if you're not on the same wavelength, expectations can go out the window because they won't mean anything. You'll just be disappointed. Cutting out really bad. I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's still cutting out a little bit.
Trying to make this as clear as possible. When you say equally yoked, a lot of people say it in a physical sense, but it's not. Being equally yoked, you have to be on the same frequency. You have to be spiritually aligned with that person okay?
Yeah.
Your hearts will naturally be in sync if you are equally yoked. You see, loving a person is not hard. It's the staying together that becomes that's where the complications and stuff come in at. And, yeah, a person should know you after a certain period of time. I mean, we never truly know a person 100%. We're always going to be learning something about a person. If you do care about them and you love them, you'll find out something else about them. But at the same time, it's the holding on and working within the relationship. That's where the issue lies. And a lot of people don't want to, as all of us were saying earlier, they don't want to compromise. They don't want to have the consideration. People don't want to submit. They don't want to compromise. Did I say compromise? Yeah. They don't want to do these things, but in turn, they want all these things done for them. And that's not the way that it works, okay? But at the same time, now you say you shouldn't have to tell anybody how to love you. Like I said, loving the person is not the issue. It's just continuing to learn, because sometimes we want something different. And if your person is with you, if they don't know what's going on in your head, you have to let them know that. You might want to be touched a certain way that's different than the way that they normally touch you. Something else changes, because we change a little bit all the time. They're going to continue to get to know you if they really love you and want to be in a relationship with you. But I also agree with what you were saying, Lady A.
Yeah, I agree with what you're saying, too.
I think
that if you you have to learn about each other, but what I'm trying to say is that the difference is you don't have to learn. Like, you know, like, oh, I got to learn. Like, what about that? You know, like, who cares what she thinks or what he thinks? You want to do those things. You want to be with that person. You want to get to know them. And so you get to know those little idiosyncratic things that are them. And I think people are so selfish because, like you said, they want it all for them, but they don't want to give anything back. But that's not a true relationship anyway.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know what? I'm the kind of person, I'm going to let you know, listen, baby, we need to talk. Okay? I want to try this, or, you know, how about that? And this and this and that. You know, there's always something, because not just getting to know your person, you want to try something new anyway to keep it, you know, keep the relationship alive. You want to try something new.
Absolutely.
Still be learning about that person, but it also goes back to what Pharrell was saying earlier about the dating thing. That's the purpose of dating. Though some may put a price on it, it isn't about that. It is strictly about getting to know that person in the beginning and finding out certain things, their dislikes, their likes, you know, how they are around people. Some people need to be out in a public setting to see how people react to the crowd. Some people need to be out in an intimate setting, you know, to see how they can handle that. But, yeah, it all goes back to getting to know that person. God, I'm such a man.
You know, he was talking about, Pharrell was talking about getting, you know, like teased about being sappy. Well, you know, sappy is good. Like, if you know what that person's thinking, and I mean, there's a lot of fellows on the site that write poetry that's, you know, entirely sappy, and I feel like I'm like, oh my god. I wish somebody would write me a poem like that. You know what I mean? Like, I would love that, you know? And I had a love like that, and I lost it, and because he died. But I treasure every second that I had with that man. I mean, it just was beautiful. It was just amazing.
Awesome. I am in love with being in love. So sappy isn't a thing. It isn't a bother for me. I love the sappiness. Give it to me.
Yep.
Rain sappiness on me. okay? I'm a big romantic nutcase, okay? I like all of that stuff, okay? And it doesn't really have to be about what you can do for the person. It's just sometimes how they make you feel, you know, the space that they put you in, spiritually, mentally, all of that. So, I'm a big old love bug, so.
Me too.
Go ahead with making fun of people that like that sappy stuff. Because you can, look, I'm a clown if that's the case. You want to make fun of me about being sappy? I am the clown of the circus, I'm trying to tell you.
So great, though. It's such a great feeling. And I think words and the poetry, that makes me feel that. It brings those feelings out in me, and music brings those feelings out in me. I think it's a wonderful thing to be in touch with that side of yourself, and I think so many people just close the door on themselves, you know, don't let anybody in.
You know what, and I'm not going to stay too long on this. A lot of people that close the door on themselves, because I was one of them people at one time, you're healing. You're going through a healing process. And it's not, they realize that it's not fair to bring in somebody in their world when they know they can't give them what is necessary to build a relationship, because they're still building themselves back up. So, I mean, it's sad, but it doesn't stay like that. Eventually, when we finally heal ourselves, we go through all of that shadow work, the dark night, so all that stuff, come out of it. You come out of it. If that's what you really want. Now, if that ain't what you want, then you just keep to yourself. Stay seclusive. But most people get, you know, they get to that point where they're ready to come out of it, and they do. And trust me, the love is waiting there for them.
People get sidetracked with stuff, you know. You want to have we collect stuff all our lives, you know. You end up desiring material things rather than soulful things, you know, relationship wise, and you give up a lot of things because you want stuff, bigger, shinier, better, louder, you know, the whole thing, and then you lose sight of what life is really about, and ultimately it's about loving each other, and there's really nothing else that matters, you know. I don't think
anyway.
Yeah, I mean, you got to pay the bills.
Right,
that's a given. But
I'm sorry. Listen, I'm sorry to cut you short, but we do have more callers, sweetie, and we need you.
Sorry.
I thank you for your commentary, your insight about your experience, everything. But we do need you to give us what you brought. It's delicious for us to listen to you tonight.
Okay.
So
it's a short one, so I won't keep you longer than that. It's called Mon Coeur. Mon Coeur means my heart in French. My heart, this evening finds me serene, enraptured since our rendezvous today, as though no time had passed between us. Your presence, like your soft caress, covers me in the purest love. I drown in it, cling to it. You are my very breath, the reason I live. There is nothing on this earth can compare my love for you. It is like tender tendrils ever reaching upward, upward, its journey not complete. I cleave to that spirit stairway, thorns breaking off along the way, thorns of grief fall one by one, knowing our spirits soar toward each other. Our tenderness glides me nearer each day. I love you with love inexplicable. If all the romantic poems from every poet ever written were bound together in one book, it would not convey my heart. Blessed I am to have known this rare love. Mon esprit est votre esprit, mon cœur est votre cœur. Je t'aime, mon cher, je t'aime. Your Andrea. End poem.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that was beautiful, Lady Erin.
That was so heartfelt. Wow. And girl,
Thank
I love
you.
Your French. And you know I do.
Thank you very much. Appreciate your time, and it's a great show tonight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lady A.
Well, enjoy the rest of the show, what's left of it, and we're going to put you in the love lounge with everybody else and enjoy.
All right.
Just get that big
thank
comfort
you so
care and enjoy. One love,
okay.
One mic.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Wow, Diva.
Ooh, Diva.
Sheesh,
Well, next on the night.
I think I'm going to leave the songs alone mm-hmm. for the night because we still got other calls.
All right.
You want to open up this next microphone?
Oh, yeah. And we have just Jay. Hi, Jay. Welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Welcome to
Jay,
the Love Zone.
Muted?
How you doing, Jay?
Well, let me come back to him right quick, okay?
Ooh, we got another one up. Well, you gave him this title, so you go ahead and announce him, please. This next call.
Oh my goodness! Okay, it makes me blush every time I say it. This is the sexiest poet laureate in New York City. All right, J-Rod, welcome to the Love Zone. How are you?
Sexiest.
Good evening, lady.
Sexiest.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh. Hey, J-Rod.
Hey, I'm good.
Welcome to the Love
Zone. How y'all
zone.
Doing? What's up, y'all?
Glad you're okay.
We're doing. How you doing?
Hey, I'm still here.
Wonderful.
I'm still here.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Life is good.
I think my diva has a question for you.
Okay. J-Rob, do you stay positive about things working out in a relationship if you're in one with expectations or you just don't have any and just going along with the flow?
I've been listening 20 to 12. I guess so. I had more to say, but we don't have enough time for it. But I guess.
Well, we have
man,
time
go
for
ahead
you.
And talk. Stop playing.
Oh, we have time for you.
You got to talk.
Wait.
Please understand, I'm respectful of other callers. And I know y'all got a show to do, but I'm respectful of the time, and y'all got other callers. So I don't want to have a long-winded discussion now that you got people in the cut. Don't be mad because the brother's respectful. I was raised right.
Paula.
Okay. I didn't know that.
J-Rod.
Ladies, I simply said.
I want you to talk.
I don't know. I've never been faced with that.
Okay.
I've never had a situation where this scenario existed in any relationship I've ever had. So I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well,
I know what I will and what I won't tolerate, but that's different than what your question suggests. And I don't know. I've never been posed with a scenario that existed in a relationship.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Well, let me ask a question. Do you insist on consistency? Do you insist on communication? Do you insist on things being equal between you? Do you want to? Okay.
You
got to
learn people's behavior.
Right.
You got to learn people's behaviors.
About to say that.
Mm-hmm. When you learn people's behaviors, you get to understand who they are and how they are. And once you can understand people's behaviors and who they are and how they are, it makes it a lot easier to deal with people where they at. And if you accept who they are, what they are, their shortcomings and their positive attributes, it makes it a lot easier to deal with the person. And you have the right to decide if this is someone I want to continue to be involved with or someone I would rather not be dealing with. So the choice is always going to be on the person, but you it's hard to say I'm coming into a relationship after saying, hello, my name is John, and this is what I expect from you. Every relationship has its own dance.
Okay.
Every relationship has its own subtle nuances, and every relationship has something unique to it. So it's too difficult to say, do any of those scenarios presented, are they worth having a discussion with? Because what I wouldn't tolerate from one person, I might put up with somebody else. And what I might not put up with them, I might amicably deal with somebody different. So it depends.
Okay. Well, that's fair. That's fair.
Okay.
And it makes a lot of sense.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
I like that. Yeah. So, all right.
Definitely. I like that. I like the way you put that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I can't give you no rebuttal, but it's true. We have from the other way
that we dealt with. Stevie, you're breaking up a lot. Well, anyway, while she's trying to get it together, J-Rod, how about you blessing us with a piece? How about that?
Okay.
Would you? Okay, there you are.
Let me get on my Mojave for a second.
Your hobby horse.
Staring at you from a distance, before I conjured up enough nerve just to say hello, made my pulse quicken. It made my pulse quicken to the point where I felt the delight that's only reserved for boys that are bitten by puppy love. So what is that we describe? But once we connected, the sky was the limit and the twilight universe was the ceiling. You see, to me, you've always been everything that my imagination conjured as my dreams began to shake hands with reality, and the scent of your perfume was braided by your pheromones as both filled my nostrils with serendipity. You see, to me, you've always been the reason that the moon looked beautiful, shimmering off the water as you held my hands and allowed me to taste the dripping honey from your lips with every sweet kiss. And I swear that dropping my guard around you didn't feel forced and it really wasn't hard, but alas, even this was fleeting because I didn't know how to sustain this energy that took so much of me. And while I took advantage of our silky slow jam intimacy, I cheated the process. I cheated the process by not being what you needed, not being what you deserved, and I should have never been so cowardly. And being cowardly was like being in the grip of my own fears from a past that I never truly came to grips with. And I'm ashamed that I didn't know what it took to love a woman such as you until you actually stage left. And I stopped witnessing everything about us as it was slipping through my fingers out of my control with me trying to grip hot sand from a cracked hourglass, but to no avail. And as I look back at the love notes we wrote in that same sand, I never knew how much I would miss everything about you, from your scent to your eyes to your pedicures. As I watched the ocean of tears wipe away those notes that became the catalyst to our crescendo, me seeing that metamorphic scene, that saying sorry continues to sound hollow. It's as if I'm whispering these words to myself in an empty room where all I heard clearly was your voice off in the distance saying goodbye as the door closes shut. And that's that.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. Okay, just break my heart. Man. Man. That grabbed me because when you said, and it went left, stage left, that just started grabbing me. And then it was all downhill from there. I'm like, whoa. Oh, wow. That was a dope piece, though, my friend. Dope piece.
Why, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate you both.
Well, we appreciate you.
You're so good to me.
Well, you know how that is. We love you. You're good.
I try. I be trying.
All right. Well, of course. So, Diva,
I'm not gonna
okay?
Is your Diva all right?
I can't even hear my Diva.
What you saying? Sorry, I was still in I'm still captivated by the piece.
Oh wow!
Really?
Oh,
I'm sorry. I was sitting here thinking.
We can be captivated if we want to.
I'm sorry.
Well, all right. So,
all right.
Help myself. What a way to end the show. It was beautiful, and but Diva, didn't it get you? Didn't it suck your heartstrings up though?
You see how y'all caught me off guard? I was lunching, man. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. But you know, John has a tendency to do that to us women with his pieces. You know, along with a couple of other fellas here in Tiffany, they activate us with their words and their flow and the sound of their voices.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good thing I'm a good girl because I'm not going to go there.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Well, anyway.
Because y'all make me want to.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway.
I ain't do nothing.
You make a wanna holler. Well, anyway, J-Rob, let us slide you into the Love Lounge with your favorite libation and the cushiest chair there is. So we want you to relax. All right.
Is okay.
You sure? And your favorite cigars, too. Your Cuban cigars are right there.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
One love, one night. And thank you.
Ta-ta.
One love, one night.
All right. Well, all right. This was a beautiful show tonight, Diva. But
It was. Absolutely.
So, what do you say? We try Jay just one more time. And let's see if he's up, okay?
All right.
All right, beep, 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 Jay, beep. Are you there?
Beep, 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 beep. Beep, 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 beep.
Lord have mercy. Oh, God.
Beep, 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 beep.
Welcome to the love zone, Jay. How you doing?
Hey, how y'all doing? Y'all been having a fantastic night tonight. Only waited 2 hours. Yeah, it's a beautiful day.
Well, you in fact are the very last caller, and I have a question to ask you. I hope you can hear me.
Yes.
You're choppy. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You're in a chop, Donnie. The epiphany may have been killing it tonight, too.
I can barely hear.
You sound good.
Steve, you take care of it. I can't. I sound okay?
You sound okay. Not good, but okay.
Okay. Okay, all right. Can you stay positive about things working out in a relationship with expectations, or do you just go with the flow?
I do a little bit of both. You know, you have expectations, but if they don't end up being expectations, then you try to adapt. And when you adapt, you go with the flow. So it depends on which one ever is a sort of a situation. It helps when you put some time down with a person because you know that even though a hiccup may come up, not going to be for good, and you hope that things don't change for good. But sometimes things do change for good because, face it, if y'all met as kids, y'all ain't kids no more. Things have changed. Our bodies have changed. Our drives and desires have changed. So we have to go ahead and meet those curves. You know, some curves go up, some curves go down. You know, you got to take the good with the bad, the bitter with the sweet. But you have expectations about everything. Even if you're thirsty, you have expectations that the person going to bring you a cup of water just because you need a cup of water, not because you asked for one, but just because you need a cup of water. Or the person been watching you, you have been drinking your water, right? The person bring you some water.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a good point.
Okay.
Mhm. Great point. Okay.
It's not easy, but it's worth it. The only thing about it is everybody out here playing games. Everybody having a time of their life. And, you know, at some given point, we all did that, and somebody met us that was, like, really wanted to be serious, and we was like, I really don't have the time. You can take what I'm giving you, and if that's good enough, then you might learn something. And normally we end up creating our own bullies, you know what I'm saying, the next generation of bully or the next person to be a bully. It's like a disease that keeps getting passed. The only way to really do it in is through love. You got to try to understand. Sometimes you got to eat shit. All right, as long as I eat a steady diet of shit, I'm cool with that. It's just
all right.
Sometimes the person has to be mindful, and we have to be mindful too. I'm done.
We don't have much time left. I'm sorry. We only got...
No. You did right. You know, I'll do something.
whenever you're ready,
I appreciate y'all, VIP Danielle. I mean La Perla Negra. Throughout the ages, battle lines have been drawn on chests, with plans of winning minds and hearts. For our mission as gladiators, we bare ourselves naked to become combatants in this huge game of love and loss. As we pay good, hard life to mount cold, lifeless horses, advance the cavalry as we hold tight to this murderous merry-go-round called love. And this love slings lovers from the tops of its precipice to the depths of living death, a headspace where all color is void, stripped from life. And our hearts turn enemy, punish our bodies relentlessly in a most inhuman manner, as if we were never one. Because we chose not with our minds, but from the steep heap of our wantings and shortcomings,
as we stand in disbelief, marveling at the outcomes and consequences that seek to forever mar our once simple view of true love. Once thought unbinding, now lost in the folds of regret and sorrow, unyielding to the umpteenth degree. My moans are muted, my arms lopped at the shoulders. How do I tell you when the fog of war clouds my recollections, my memories polluted from the foul stench of my own burning heart, emitting from the center of my own personal desolation. As I unabashedly cry out to God to deliver me from me, of this trap of my own machinations, beleaguered, exacerbated in palpitations. Please wring this heart out like a soaked sponge. I have learned. Lord, I thought I knew depths, and now I feel what I do not know, more than what I thought was respectful just before. Thank you for making me to live, even if it's against my own will, because I would have tied an anchor to my ankle and dove deep into the abyss days ago. Now my ability to see doesn't extend past this moment, held captive on an ocean of pain, battered by its waves unceasingly and increasing frequency. My ego, there was a towering monolith covered in senseless hieroglyphs. My mind stripped of its defenses, elaborate insecurities. Why, when I am defenseless, am I truly free? To see that was meant for me. Fighting for the spoils of war, when fighting blind, it's me versus me. Poem.
All right. Wow. That was a deep piece.
Beautiful.
It really was.
Jay. Thank you so mm-hmm. much. Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I'm about to have a fall in the bathroom.
Don't do that. All right. Thank you so much, Jay.
Good advice. I appreciate you.
Yeah. All right. Take care. One love, one mind.
All right, y'all, take care. Be easy.
One love.
All right, be easy, Danielle.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
What a hell of a show we had tonight, Diva.
I'm telling you, yes. Thank you so much, everyone, for participating and coming out. And it was a great show. So listen, everybody, take care, stay safe, wear your mask. Okay, because this is not over, not by a long shot. But we do what we're supposed to do, then it's going to get better. Diva?
Absolutely. I just want to say I love you all. Thank you for coming out. Most wonderful pieces. And y'all stay safe. Love yourself. Be kind to yourself. And respect and love one another. All right. Let's go, Diva. We got 2 minutes before the vlog.
All right.
Goodbye.
All right.
Diva.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Peace.